Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cass, chilling as usual. Y'all know how we do. We're getting in. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry motherfucking Christmas and a happy fucking New Year. All right, I got my man Wick on the line. I got my man Father Time on the line. Liquor Store, what's good, baby?
Hey, what's happening?
What's up? What's up? What's up with my fellas? What's good with y'all, dog?
What it do? What it do?
Hey,
y'all.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Happy holidays, baby girl.
We see she just slid in. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
All right. And I see we got a new caller called there, the early caller. What's happening?
Hey.
What's up?
Happy holidays, baby girl.
Yeah. Hey, happy holidays, everybody.
Baby. All right, who got the mistletoe to him? Where y'all got it at? I'm ready to kiss something. That don't go for the fellas.
Yeah, everybody know where yours at, Janae.
So she walk around.
It's damn sweat on her head.
She got a mistletoe tape right to her belly button.
Kiss here.
No, got one under the right under her belly button, top with a shirt on, to say, "Now kiss the cook." Selena, you got to work tonight, man. You at work?
Yeah, I'm at work.
Ooh.
Make that money, girl.
That's what it do. That's what it do. You got to get the money. Got to get that money. We all try to get some. Shit, let me borrow a dollar.
Let me borrow a dollar.
A dollar don't buy shit. Let me borrow two.
That's a
gallon of
gas now. Shit,
you can't get a gallon of gas with a dollar. You need two.
That's what I said. It's a gallon of gas now.
And I'll pay you back the next Tuesday or after the Tuesday. I got you.
All right, ladies, y'all know what it is. Y'all know how we do it. It's a Wednesday. We're going to have some little fun. Y'all got anything on your mind? Anybody got anything on their mind they want to get off their chest? A little fun, what you want to talk about?
Shit.
You said sleep.
Mm-hmm.
No. Come on now. We ain't come on here to sleep. We came on here to have some fun. It's Christmas Eve.
I actually feel pretty freaking good on this Christmas. I had to go get a dog that I didn't never heard of, Elsa. That damn frozen thing, I never heard of that crap. Yeah, I'm out of time. I'm not online. I'm out of time, y'all. I had to ask somebody about it.
I don't even want to talk about stores. Stores is not in my vocabulary right about now. Motherfuckers don't know what they're doing. Fuck stores. You know what?
Hey, at least you didn't have to fight.
I'll say this and I'm going to move on. I mean, the meaning of Christmas, I'm still fully understanding that. But all that other shit, man, all this toys and all that shit, fuck that. I'm tired of that shit. I can see why I only got
a sweater.
When I got to turn 16. Motherfucker, I'm not putting no more thought into this. Motherfucker gave me a sweater and some money. Hell.
Sweater and some socks and some money.
Yeah, I don't care what you go get. I'm not going. Okay.
All right. Yes, I hit the log out. I got tired of people posting what they bought their kids. That's the dumbest shit. Oh, they get on my nerves. Just stupid. Like, what do you do for the rest of the year?
Well,
I ain't breaking my damn
other than that negative stuff, how everybody doors? You feeling
true.
Good for Christmas?
Right. Yeah, is that always be on that? Yeah.
Smile.
I mean,
it's a good day.
Yeah, I had a good day.
I mean, the day is over with. They done sold all the pussy they gonna sell. I mean, if they ain't get that motherfucker now, it's over.
Oh my God, where they come from?
God, I'm saying, you know, motherfuckers that sold some pussy.
Who?
Oh, that's never over. You get the Christmas special.
I said you know motherfuckers
midnight.
That sold some pussy before.
Who did?
Christmas special though,
bro. I didn't say you. Come on, calm down.
I said, what is you saying? I can barely hear you because your phone's going in and out. Don't start hollering at me, though.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I seen that look you had on your face. See, you came on here with attitude.
No, I didn't.
I seen that picture you posted on Facebook. I like, this motherfucker got attitude. She already started with one.
Shut up. I was sleeping. Sure, that was earlier. Just relax. I came on here to wake up. Wake me up.
Wake your ass up with this right hook. But anyway, Janine, what's going on?
Hey, Cass, before you finish, I'm giving our Christmas specials 2 licks.
2 what?
I don't think you should have addressed me with that one, but okay.
No, I'm talking about to the females. I'm not the, what the?
This phone is really going in and out, child. I can't hear.
I can
hear in and out.
All right,
it's my phone.
Everybody,
I said I was giving out to the ladies Christmas specials. If it's good enough,
that?
2 licks. Mm.
2 licks.
See, he just making it look like he licked twice, like a cat.
Lick, right. Like a lick, or?
That's all it takes if you're doing right.
Ah, oh, man, please. Don't waste no time with me then.
Right.
We both going to be pissed off at the end of that.
I'm just 2. I say, can't even get 4.
See, it's supposed to be the jester of Christmas. That's what's wrong with you goddamn people. Y'all always, you're greedy. It's supposed to gift you get. You ain't getting no licks right now, but 2 licks is better than none. That's what's wrong with you fuckers. See? It's supposed to be the Christmas gift. It's the gift you get. It's not what you want.
Okay.
You got a point. You got a point.
All right. If they go for it, they like it, I love it.
I'm just saying. I ain't say it all the time. This Christmas, you might not get none tonight. At least you're getting 2.
I'm gonna step outside.
That's what, see? It's the gift you get. You think you're supposed to get anything you want to on Christmas, no. You get what you're supposed to get.
I didn't get nothing. I ain't even looking for getting nothing. And I damn sure I'm on no lick. That's like a deep 2 licks.
Come on, put you in one of them headsets.
I,
what the fuck you think
I
you
was
know?
Just trying to make a point about Christmas, about gifts.
motherfucker. Have your ass locked up in that motherfucker. The mother all head scissors. Where the fuck do you think you going?
So you choke me out.
Hell yeah. And then you know the first
breathe.
Thing you do is
I can't breathe. Breathe out your ears, nigga.
You know the first thing you're going to do when you're choking is lick your tongue out. I got your punk ass mouth.
That shit work?
I know. Janine, what's going on with you? You over there cooking?
Yeah, I got here my mixer going, so I ain't want to disturb y'all.
Oh, shit. Okay, okay, okay. Fuck a man, feed him, huh?
Yeah, making my last little dessert, my pound cake.
No. Oh, no. I don't know too many people our age that make pound cakes, but okay.
Our age. Huh?
A million ways just to make a pound cake. What age got to do with it?
I'm just saying, I mean, you remember when you was, you know, when we was younger, you go over to your grandma's house and she got that pound cake. You know, she made that pound cake.
And tell me them pound cakes wasn't fire, dude.
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't. I'm saying it just, you know, modern day mothers, they don't too many make them pound cakes like that.
I don't like pound cakes. I like frosting on my shit.
Well, that's why I got
I need
strawberries. I got some strawberries and some ice cream and whipped cream to go with.
That's what? Only reason you got that because you
that
shit every day.
Damn pound cake I'd never heard of.
Hey, Cass.
That's
she said she got whipped cream and
right.
strawberries and all that. She only got that shit because she uses it every day.
Hey, the kid's going to be looking like, I don't want that whipped cream.
I don't want
eat
that.
The whipped cream.
I know where that might have been.
I don't want that whipped cream. I heard you last night. I don't want that whipped cream.
I got whipped creams and cherry. Girl, did you know what we just did with those strawberries last night?
Hey, you know how the whatchamacallit, how like the little terror sound when they had to keep flashing people's head. They look at that damn whipped cream thing. I like a pigeon.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you put other stuff that we don't use on there.
Oh, okay.
No.
Like what? So we use
I don't
that.
Know.
Exactly.
You probably everything we didn't use, anything in the fruit aisle, the vegetable aisle, there, you know, ain't nothing left.
Oh,
what's left? Something I probably don't eat.
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
See, that's why we got divorced. My future ex-wife.
Found
something
like,
I don't eat. I ain't eating that shit.
Fuck around, be like, well, what you want on the pound cake? Be looking at the cabinet, everything. Be like, I don't want to use that sugar. I don't want to use that confetti sugar.
Yeah, ain't nothing in the kitchen to eat. You like, we didn't use that.
You turn
we
around,
trying
you
to give this to the kids? Phone. Nah. We can't make nothing. We just go buy something. Fuck it. We buy it. Go to Kroger's or something.
All right, shit, fuck it. I want barbecue sauce, please. Barbecue sauce on pancake?
I don't know. You know, you
think I know y'all ain't
not cash. You know you used the barbecue sauce before, so you can't use the barbecue sauce.
Kids don't know that.
Crazy.
Look at stuff. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing. Shit, chilling. I'm tired as fuck. In the middle of cooking, and I said, let me.
What you doing, girl?
You know, I'm not hosting, so I'm not cooking.
I'm on the plate. I'm coming to get my plate. Fuck that. You cooking macaroni?
Yep.
Bake macaroni?
No, I'm not baking it. I'm going to bake my spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. I'll be on. Oh, no. I can't do the spaghetti.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Y'all in there. Oh, stupid. Oh, goodness.
Well, you talk. I just said I can't do the spaghetti.
Well, you know why y'all say that about spaghetti, lasagna, anything with red sauce.
I just can't do it. If it ain't my mama's.
I can't do it.
Who got time to do that?
I got a piece of candy.
You can't say that because if you watch the internet, people got time to do a lot of things nowadays.
I don't like karma. Shit.
Come on, take this karma cake. I specially made it just for you.
No, that's Selena's piece.
Y'all can't have none of this. Y'all can't have none of this. Go make you something else. That's Selena's piece right there. I ain't cut that for nobody but for Selena. Here, you take a big old heap of this. Okay.
It's me.
Hey, don't give my baby that shit.
Dude, what you do to the buckles? That's horrible. Lord. Don't put me in that. I ain't never did nothing.
I made this caramel cake with love.
I make somebody think I did it, but I wouldn't do nothing like that.
You know what? That alone make a motherfucker stop. You can look down, like, you be like, hey, you want this? And as soon as motherfucker get ready to bite into it, you give them that look like, Here, you know what? Take it back. Take it back. Want it. You like.
Then that's plenty of time.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because I was pissed off.
So, okay, what did you do it with?
Some tacos.
See, that, and see, Janine, you talking about, why do y'all do that? Because y'all make us still think that shit is still relevant today.
I didn't put nothing in it.
No, I didn't
that's
say you
messed
did.
Up. It
no.
make me think of tacos a whole
it,
lot different,
saying,
dude.
You
that's
make
messed,
it,
and I love tacos, dude. That's fucked up, dude. Tacos, dude. Tacos, Selena.
I said I'll get
tacos.
My baby that shit for you. Just for you.
That's fucked up, dude. That's foul,
I'm
man.
Saying.
I love spaghetti. That's one of my favorite things to eat. That's one of my favorite things to cook. So I'm not
going to
ruin it like that. Shit, fuck that. I got to feed the family. Ain't nobody trying to have my kids upset with me. I want your ass to
leave. I understand that, but I'm saying, like, just like she said, you know, I make you think it. I mean, that's why that still goes on today. That's why people still have that mind frame. Because people, they may not do it. They'll still be like, okay, I ain't do it, but I'm going to make you think I did it. Shit,
do people not like it because they don't like it or because they think that that's what you do to it? Because, like, I mean, damn, seriously. I don't have time for that.
In some cases, I mean, well, like I told you before, I mean, I'm going to sit there and talk around your food. I'm going to talk around it to the point where I'm like, oh, it's cold. Oh, man, you know what? I'm just going to wrap this up and take it with me.
Hey Cass, I have a question, man. I mean, why do you do it there? If you ain't do it, but you gonna make them think you did it, why you do it?
Because the look on their face is priceless. That's why. Anything
but
else you
know it's
now.
Gonna be a retaliation though.
No, it's not. What could they possibly do?
I mean,
ain't no retaliation with me because I go hard. No, ain't none of that.
Nah, I mean, come on now. That mess don't even apply
Melissa,
to me.
She go hard in the motherfucking paint, dude.
Straight up.
I don't think that mess applies for man, because you don't really hear about men talking about, well, I'm finna jack off in the mayonnaise.
I'm not saying that, but you're going to get her back some kind of way. I don't even say that I put anything in it. I don't even say I did anything to it. I'll just sit there and giggle as you eat it. I don't even got to do nothing. I'll just sit there and giggle like, eat up.
You are ruining one of my favorite meals, girl. I love good spaghetti. My spaghetti be so motherfucking good. Now, you know what I'm saying? Shit, anybody that's listening that might like a bitch ain't going to eat it.
Trust me, they still going to eat it. They mean. Shit. They'll eat it.
Oh.
shit.
All right, that was not where we wanted to go.
Right, okay, moving on.
Right.
Okay, now, all right, well, who got the aphrodisiacs in the house? Y'all cooking. Who got the aphrodisiacs? I'm trying to see who got the chocolate right there sitting next to him, so you know about walking the house, I can rub the little chocolate on you right quick. I mean, damn, you don't cook and think about fucking at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm working with one person today. Everybody's with their people. So, no.
I'm just saying, in general, do you ever, like, when you're cooking, do you ever think about fucking while you're cooking?
Fucking while I'm cooking.
Yeah.
Fucking while I'm cooking. Fucking while I'm cooking. Fucking.
Yeah,
nah.
You cooking and you just get fucked.
Wait. I'm.
Oh yeah, I've done it. I've just fucking in the.
I had to think about it.
Shit, it's been so long. You know, I'm single, so I don't. I mean, it's been a while, so I have to think about stuff. Excuse the hell out of me.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, like, you know, like, if you was, like, let's just say you making you some dressing. So that's a little time-consuming, right?
Yeah.
Now you making you a little dressing. I mean, yeah, I ever thought about that. Well, it sure be nice if he was over here right now. I mean, food ain't never made you horny.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Break it down to me.
My question is, what is the one food that you prepare to just every time you prepare it, you just feel like, oh, I'm ready to fuck now. Hmm. Which I know Janine can fry bologna. Ooh, listen to it pop. That sound like listen popping. But
probably macaroni or something like that. I like looking at a man eat. Yeah, now that
really?
Makes me want to fuck. Watching a man eat all my food, that makes me want to fuck. If
really?
That makes sense. Hell yeah, I love to watch my dude eat, my baby daddy. Yes. She got some big ass lips. He be killing that shit. And I just be thinking about who. That's how he be when he be doing his thing. He greedy.
Oh boy. Okay. All right, Janine,
why do you keep asking me the question? Shit, you know my little man ain't right.
I mean, I'm asking everybody. I'm going to Janine now. Janine, what about you?
You said, do I have an aphrodisiac with cooking?
Yeah, like, all right, like, is it a certain food that you cook that you'd be like, okay, I'm ready to fuck, man? Just cooking this certain dish just makes you incredibly horny.
Well, yeah, anytime I'm using chocolate, anytime I'm using, oh, goodness, anything, hell.
I just put the mashed potatoes in the microwave. Look at the way they smoothing out. Got
She was a horn dog.
She worse than me.
Oh, yeah. You put mashed potatoes down there, you'll eat real good. You ready for dinner?
Would you like
some gravy with that? Pour
exactly.
It right on top.
Let me get the gravy, though.
All right, now. Hey, you better hope he don't zap that motherfucker in the microwave for a minute.
Oh, man.
He's going to be a solid ass fucker. Oh, baby, I thought it'd be better just a little warmed up.
And just dump it on there and burn your ass up. Yeah.
That would be crazy. That would be crazy.
And then he's going to be icing it up, too, with his lips.
Right.
Put the ice on your lips and rub.
Well, that could work, too. It can all pan out to still work out for your advantage. All right, Liggins, so what about you?
When I make a chocolate chip cookie.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, it is something about, like, the way, because, I, you know, I do it from scratch. So it's something about the way the dough forms, you know, when you get the right consistency. I don't know what it is. And then when you put them in the oven, and you know how you can smell cookies and brownies and stuff like that, you can smell it. You know, that smell wafted through the house. Oh, man. Ooh, and barbecue. I love my man smells like barbecue. Oh, my.
All right, now you watch out. Bob's gonna be putting the grill. You ready? What you want?
Hell,
you want a piece of chicken or you want this sausage?
Shit, just thinking about it.
Boy, you crazy. All right, Wayne, what's the one food that they cook that'll turn you on?
Who you ask?
I asked Wick. I guess
his name Wick.
I would say cookie dough, man.
Okay.
Yeah, any types of cookie. I mean, any kind of bacon, basically.
Okay. That's cool. I can understand that. Tom, what about you, dog?
I like to roll with tacos, man.
Seriously? Tacos get you horny?
You want me some tacos.
Tacos.
The regular panel. You know, the ones that's regular. Not all that extra shit in there. The regular stuff. Tomatoes.
Tom, I thought you would have said bacon, because I heard you say that you love bacon like that.
I do. I love me some bacon.
You said that's a different filler, though.
Hmm?
That's why I couldn't be a Muslim. They said I couldn't have bacon. So she ain't no religion for me.
That's true, y'all.
Kaz, what she cooked that time you want?
You know what? Honestly, breakfast.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Breakfast is something about breakfast. Like after you said, and then they, you know what I'm saying? They hook up the breakfast nice and good then. Because normally, when y'all cooking breakfast, y'all pretty much ain't got nothing on already. You know, you'll probably throw y'all a little T-shirt on and, you know, maybe sometimes you might have your panties on, sometimes you might not.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing more sexy. You know what I'm saying? You come, walk through the door, you see a motherfucker flipping them pancakes and ain't nothing on but a T-shirt. Then they look back at you and smile. You hungry? Yes, I am.
Yeah. You want some breakfast, Jody?
Watch for it. Just hearing your voice just killed my whole thought process right now. You just killed my whole visual. All I saw was his face just turn around. You want some breakfast, Jody?
I hope you weren't there, bro. Killed my whole thought.
Oh, my God. That wasn't right, brother. That wasn't right.
I didn't mean to interrupt your strokes over there, but you shouldn't be thinking about me. You over there stroking and all that. That's something you do on another time, bro.
I wasn't thinking about you until I heard your voice.
Don't be over there stroking on the show. You're supposed to be doing the show, not stroking on the show.
I can multitask.
I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying.
I mean,
if you can do both, go ahead.
You just had that thought in your head. All I just see was his face. He wants to back Miss Jody. Oh, God.
He's right there, huh?
Oh, that hurt. That gave me a migraine.
You know
that
they
hurt.
Got classes for that, man. They got classes for that, dude.
God, that hurt.
You got sexual addiction.
You know what? I might do.
They got classes for that.
I think I'm just going to die with this disease.
What disease?
Sexual addiction.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit.
She said, what you
real quick.
I'm
like, what you got? Right. Hey. What you the pass to me?
I ain't a shit. Like, I just fucked her last night. Like, what you got?
What you got, nigga? What you been passing me?
Right.
Ooh, oh, I was finna feel sad. You done went left to it, the damn thing. Shut your ass up.
You showed it. Just like, what you got? Just, wait a minute, guy. We did not sleep together last night.
Oh, God. Damn. And you know, that was a caring friend. Don't worry about it. Disease.
Why y'all doing that? What would you do if somebody told you that you slept with, that they was dying over something?
I mean, shit. I'm a safety girl, so shit. Bon voyage. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I mean, and of course, get checked, but I mean, shit. I wouldn't worry about it, me, myself.
Nah, but you know what? Dead. You know, Wick, you might have hit on something. I think I do. I think I am a sex addict.
I could believe it. I could believe.
You might think. I mean, yeah, you don't worry about it, bro. You are.
Okay,
it's
but
okay.
Now, okay.
It's okay.
But now, okay, if, I mean, would have thought about it, though. I mean, like, Selena, do you think you a sex addict?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
You don't?
Sometimes.
Really?
Okay.
See, if she say sometimes, she's not a sex addict yet. You know you're
I mean,
a sex
well, you
addict.
Know what? Like when I had somebody stand with me, and you know, like if I wasn't with, when I was with them, we did, yeah, we had a lot of sex. And when I wasn't with them, I'd be watching porn on my phone. So it's back to classified. It's like a sex addict. I do like porn.
Cass, describe a sex addict. That's not a
right.
Sex. Describe a sex addict, Cass.
I mean, you have an insatiable hunger for it. I mean, it's like drugs, shit. I mean, you gotta
oh,
have
no,
it.
I'm not a sex addict because I've been celibate for a month on the phone.
Oh yeah, I forgot you doing your challenge. But,
you like the country singer, dude.
Look at stuff. What about you? You think you're a sex addict?
I think I'm addicted to having sex with certain people.
Right. I mean,
she said she addicted to D.
That is not what
she got addiction to D. She's not a sex addict. She just got addicted to D. I mean, that's a different kind of stage, though. It's all right to be addicted to D.
Can I finish?
Please do.
Please.
I mean, I can go without sex. I can go without sex. But when it comes to the person that I really like, that's who I want to have sex with, yeah, before you go to work, I might come home for lunch. As soon as you come home, and before we go to bed. And I could do that daily.
All right. So
at least, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So she's not addicted to sex.
Are you addicted to sex? Are you a sex expert? Are you a sex expert?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I know what a woman wants. I'm not addicted to sex. Pussy don't rule me. I know what a woman wants.
No, I'm saying, because you're saying she's...
I mean, I don't know
if that
makes sense. I don't know that makes me a sex expert, but I give good dick.
What I'm saying is, you said we not know.
No, that's not. I never said we.
You said no. I'm not. You said she's not. We're not sex addicts. That's what you said. Well, see, let me
you're
finish
not
my
a sex addict. Time. You said you can go without it.
Okay,
if you go without sex, you're not a sex addict. You can look that up on Siri.
Okay. Ding. What the fuck is my sound by that?
Oh, hyper.
All right, damn. Moving on. Janine.
I can't stand him.
Yes.
What about you? You
the one you love to hate, baby.
You think you're a sex addict?
Oh, my goodness. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a dumb question.
Wait, can I finish?
Well, it was a dumb question. Come on, Cass. That was a dumb question.
I'm gonna go to a song. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go to a song. I'm gonna be right back. Right, let me find a song. I'll be right back. You know what? I don't give a damn what song it is.
Bet if I suck on that twist, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Up your panties, you better take them off. Finna play with that pussy until I get the mouse. I can't fuck you when you dry, cause that'll turn mouth. If I can smell it, then babe, I won't put it in my mouth. I wanna suck on them titties cause they look soft. Do me a favor and keep your legs uncrossed, so I can lay on your dick, got boxes off. Got you biting on your lip cause you can't talk. And after I give you this dick, I bet I change you out. And I'ma play with your click, want you to pull it out. Get you wet first, then fuck you into a coma. Long as your pussy stay wet, I can fuck you how I want. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. In the book. Need to see that pink shining when I open them up. Pussy full of juices, nigga, hit nothing but good. Got to be able to get you leaking before I fuck. And got to get you out first before I eat nuts. I love to run down on the broad that got a sofa. Super wet pussy, you can hit when you stroke her. Nigga, whole stomach be wet when it's over. Had to throw away my sheets cause she left a porter. Wet pussy with no smell of motherfucker. Pussy so wet, feel like she pissed on herself. Pussy already dripping, she ain't need my help. Got the fucker on the floor, she leak air well. You can nut and go to sleep, I don't need care. A street nigga wet pussy good for his health. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that click, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties,
back. You know what? I swear, if you could actually have a theme song right before you fuck, this one would be mine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, like, you know how a motherfucker be like, you know, let me go slip into something a little bit more comfortable. I come out the bathroom, song would just instantly start playing.
Mm-hmm.
Every hero needs a theme song.
And that's mine. Man, I'm serious. Just imagine that one song to come on, you'd be like, damn, okay. I'd be standing there, hands on my hips like a star. For real. Ain't nobody ever thought of that one song. You'd be like, all right, this is my shit right here. This is what I'd be doing.
Oh, I can't remember the name of it, but that was my thing, so I actually used that shit with Adina Howard.
T-shirt and panties?
Huh?
Or a freak like me?
Freak like me.
God damn, she came out. You came out fucking. Because that's an up-tempo song.
I know.
Shit, you better have your Gatorade and your towel on the side of the bed then.
I
want to
pop
up.
But it was the shit. Y'all know that was the shit.
It was. I mean, I used to love to see y'all dance to it. I used to love to see the women dance to it. Get in the club, be like, oh, yeah. All right, Tama, what about you? Theme song, man, if you had one.
I'd have to go with anything R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. You know what? Mm-hmm. I got the perfect one for you too, dog. The Zoo. That's you, dog.
I love that song too, man.
That's you, man. That's
it.
The Zoo.
Oh. Ooh.
I can see when they get to the end when he be like, "What do you like with moaning, baby, and grind?" I can see. When they say going wow, I can see a bust of this nut right there just standing there.
I'm going to be bumping that shit all night now.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Watch out, mama. He even gets played at R. Kelly. No, she had that cookie. He didn't walk past, pinch on the ass. I want to see your body. I want to see your body. Look at it. He laughing because he know he's about to do it. Now it's it. You got a drink with you, too?
Yeah, I got a little something.
See, oh, yeah, it's over for tonight. Oh, my God. That's going to be crazy. Just think, dog. That would be like the ultimate. You come in, yeah, you little thing. As soon as you step in the room, the theme music come on.
Exactly. That would be cool, man.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Does that remind me of what's that damn movie? Naked Gun. Every time he pulled his gun out, it cocked.
Yeah, it automatically cocked. So just by the time, every time you walk in the room, I want to see your body. You already know what you're here for.
That'd be sweet as hell. If you just had some shit like that for real, that'd be nice.
Yeah. I'm going to work on that. Have a button when you push as soon as you walk through the door. That music cut on just like that.
Right. Like the clapper.
Right. All right, y'all, check this out. Now, I was talking to my cousin, and he said he went on a date from hell. He said he went on a date from hell. It was just miserable. Well, no, let me take that back. He said it started out great. Everything went good. Everything went good. He said they went to a restaurant. What's the steak restaurant? Outback.
Outback.
Yeah, Outback. Mm-hmm. So he went that. He took her there. So he took her Outback. You know, let her order whatever she wanted to order. And he said the night was going good. Said they was in the car. Started kissing. They said he got heated. He said it got heated. So he said, okay, you know, he said he pulled back. He turned the car on. He pulls off. He pulls in the hotel. She like, what the fuck we here for? Nah. He said, she was like, damn, so you just think I'm a hoe and all that. And he said he thought she was joking, you know. So he's like, he's finna go get the room. So she like, no, you can just take me home. So now he said, he asked me, he said, do he felt like he blew it? Or did he get the wrong vibe? And I'm like, I don't think you got the wrong vibe, but, I mean, I don't know. So, ladies, do you think that, I mean, was he wrong for going straight to a hotel without asking her? I mean, he talking about that he down the pants, he finger fucking and everything.
See, I was just about to say that if she touched his dick, if she touched his dick and he touched her pussy, then the hell no, he wasn't wrong.
Oh yeah, he said she didn't suck it. She said he didn't suck it, but she said she pulled it out. She jacked, you know, she's stroking it. So
right.
Like, hey, I don't want to go to jail. You know.
Yeah.
What was you saying?
If she touched it, then no, he wasn't wrong.
Okay, all right. Janae?
That bitch know she was doing the most. No, damn, when you got this man dick hard and now you sitting up here talking about you don't want to fuck him, you shouldn't have been doing all that. So that's your fault.
Okay, but and I asked him, I said, was money the issue? You know, what she think she supposed to got paid or something? He's like, nah. She ain't said shit. He said they had a great conversation. He said he thought the chemistry was there. So he said, you know how you like reach over. He said he leaned in for a kiss. And he got a kiss, and he said, shit, you know, she was going hard with him.
Mm.
You know, shit, kissing on the neck. He said, he's like, hell, I think the bitch even gave me a hickey.
But my thing is, okay, when they pulled up to the hotel, did she say it with an attitude, or so she kind of went off on him? Or
yeah,
did she
said,
say, you know, I mean, because sometimes people be like, okay, I did go a little far. You know, and now they, you know, feel like, but
I got a question, though. Why you beat her ass? Why you don't beat his ass or her ass if it's the other person? Why you beat that person ass, the one that they sleeping with? You always jump. The first thing you do is jump on that person that they sleeping with.
Stop, man. What the fuck are you talking about?
I was asking a question. Why you beat that person ass?
Nobody was talking about fighting.
Nobody's talking about fighting. What are you talking about, man?
But you. Never mind. All right.
Yeah, you got me confused with that one, dog. That's I was way past the conversation, bro. Where'd you get that shit from?
Okay.
You got a song, man?
I can just bust out. Why is the sun shining so brightly?
Damn. Just remind me of a dude and live in color when he was at the restaurant. Fuck
oh,
out.
Yeah,
somebody feet stank. What are you talking about? Wow, hold on. We got a new caller there. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on, y'all?
Molly Ma, what's up, brother?
I should be having fun. Somebody.
Hi, Marley.
How you doing? You need laughing your butt off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay, Marley. Sweet.
He's like, I see you, Ray Charles, by the spice. Rehold.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Okay. Compose, people. Compose. I'm definitely going to have to take this show and just, I'm going to have to just take that snippet and just, I'm going to have to take that snippet out and just, bam.
Oh, goodness.
I'm funny.
Okay.
No, he had a point, man.
Huh?
See, he made a great point.
What was that?
I have no idea, but it was a great one.
What enlighten me? I'm not understanding.
Who, R. Kelly?
What?
I don't know, man.
Who made a great point, R. Kelly?
I was a little.
Okay.
I don't know. Move on, man. Just move on. Move on.
Oh, man. All right, Marley, check this out, man. The question was, I had a cousin that he took a girl out, took out on a nice date, you know, like dinner, movies, whole nine yards. They get in the car, they
yeah.
start going at it hot and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he immediately takes off to a hotel. They
mm-hmm.
get to the hotel. She snaps the fuck out. Like, what the fuck you bringing me here for? Like, you know, he thinking she joking, but she's dead serious. She like, you can take me home. She's quiet the whole ride home, jumped out the car, bam. Text him like, can you please not call me again?
Mm. I mean, was it hot and heavy, like
hey,
third said, base hot and heavy, or just?
He said he had his finger in the pussy and she was jacking, she was stroking the dick.
Oh, so, well.
Cause see, he's one of those mild mannered guys. He's a mild mannered type guy. He's not no, you know, he'll tell you in a heartbeat, I ain't no thug, you know, I don't get into all that type of stuff. You know, he's a mild mannered guy, but you know, he was like, damn, did I misread something?
Yeah, I would have misread too, because I've been like, we about to go to the Hojo or Motel 6 or Motel 8 or something.
Say the Snooty Fox or somewhere.
Most definitely.
Snooty Fox.
Yeah,
Snooty
Fox.
Threw me off too, man. Cause, I mean, she's sending out mixed signals, man.
Exactly, but see, man, that's my thing. Now, okay, you know, if he'd have put her out and all that shit, she'd have swooped him down, he wasn't shit. But, I mean, damn, me personally, I told him, I'm going to get packed squares, I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you already know what I'm trying to do. I'm leaving your ass right the fuck there. But
you
I don't
have
think
a cell phone
you,
nah, the pack of squares don't work no more. You should say you're going to get a rubber because you know you're going to hit it there again.
She never gave me the pussy the first time. How could I hit it again?
Oh, I wouldn't have came back in the first place.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Man. You
what
know
y'all
what?
Got, what y'all got down in y'all's what you want to call it, down in the basement or down in the living room for tomorrow? What you got to drink?
You know what?
Oh,
I think we're drunk here already.
Mm. I think
not
that
anyway. Hell, sometimes you just get tired of hearing sex all the time. You know, sex city could be better, dude.
You know what? On that note, you don't have to be on the show. Goodbye. I got what I'm saying. Don't pump up fuck show, critique me, and fuck you.
Hey.
Hey. Okay. Well, see, I got that Tangerine. I got a bottle of Tangerine. You got me a bottle of E&J XO. I got me a bottle of Three Olives Fruity Loops. I know liquor store probably know about that.
How does that taste, man?
Like Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops? Straight up?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I've seen it, but I've never tried it.
What is it called again?
Three Olives Loopy.
never even heard of it.
I've seen it. Now, Marty, have you tried that Apple Crown Royal?
Yes.
Oh.
It is excellent.
That's a good drink.
Mm-hmm.
That Apple Crown had you wild breath. I'm not bullshitting. Ladies, y'all tried that Apple Crown?
Yep. I know I have. It is delicious.
Yes.
Tastes like Kool-Aid.
And it goes down so smooth. It goes smooth. Now, a lot of people be like Crown Royal is kind of harsh. And normally I'm not even a Crown Royal drinker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't too much drink brown liquor at all. But that Crown Royal, I mean that Crown Royal apple, oh, I go down smooth, man, and it tastes so good. You ever tried it, Tom?
No, I ain't even heard of it, man.
It's Crown Royal, but they came out with an apple flavor. They got a maple flavor and they got this apple flavor. I've never really tried the maple, but that apple, oh, man.
Oh, there's a little bar around the corner from my house that I go to on Sundays sometimes. And when I walk in, the little bartender, he already know I get 2 shots of Crown and two lemon slices. That's my little Sunday night, you know what I mean? Right. Mm-hmm. So, but the apple, that's just fire. I love Crown. I mean, Crown is good anyway. It just made it better. And the maple Crown, Cass, you don't want that. It tastes like a sack of pancakes. It's like, and if you're not, it's too sweet. It's too sweet.
I never had. And I've always thought that, too. Like, yeah, that's probably a little bit too sweet. I'm not a big maple. I don't really like syrup that much. I rarely eat pancakes. I really got to be in the mood for it. So for me to get a drink that just tastes just like syrup, nah, I don't think I can handle that.
It smells really good. It smells real good, but it's too sweet.
Yeah, I tried it. It tastes like, you know, you get that maple-y, you know, I guess for a purpose, get that maple-y syrup.
Right, and then what do you taste that with, like the apple crown? I don't know, I don't mix anything. Like I often, you know, I mean, I'll drink something and I'll chase it. But if you ever chase it with some cranberry juice, that's like all the better. The apple crown.
Now you know what? Now my cousin, she turned me on to a 7-Up. A little splash of 7-Up in that apple crown.
Yeah.
Okay.
It really tastes. I mean, you fuck around, drink that whole bottle and not even realize that you didn't drink it because it go. I mean, shit, that motherfucker tastes like a now later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, boy.
No, just give me a regular old bottle of Tanqueray and a 40 of that eyes. I'm good. I don't need all that new stuff.
Not even if you try to set the mood, bro.
She better drink cane.
You ain't gonna even give her no rose lime to go with it.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Got that rose lime.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, you can't just sit out there with a straight bottle of Tang. God damn. You talking about her fucking throat hurting. This shit just burnt my damn tonsils.
She had a chest to be burning and shit.
Sure enough, you had one of them deep whooping calls to mess around with that.
Y'all seen first Sunday when Tracy Morgan was getting a massage and then he discovered that it was Malachi, you know, when his voice just completely changed on him. She gonna sound nice and subtle and sexy like a woman. Freaking head straight pain, a Malachi, bitch.
You're talking about what you want to do now. Wait a
minute.
Oh, the voice thing has been altered a little bit. It's the pain.
Now you sucking that throat and shit.
And he would do that, too. I can see him now. Hey, can you lift your neck up?
You know, I've been hanging around with some of my white buddies, man, and they drink that damn Jägermeister, and I...
Oh, those are good.
Right.
Good. Those are very good.
He got me super chill.
You like that shit? I've never figured you for a Jaeger bomber.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I love them. Shit, is Jaeger bombs and that Red Bull? Oh, I love them. I love them. Yeah. Damn, Marley, you making me think about going to grab me one of them bottles of ice.
You know, hey. I've never had an actual bomb. I remember, like, I was in my 22nd or 23rd birthday. I went out with my white friends, and y'all probably know if you're from Indy, y'all know where JD's Club is. That's where we were at. And, you know, when you go out with your white friends, they keep them coming. They keep them coming. And I had something called a sleeping alligator that was made with Jaeger. And I was sick for like 3 days. So maybe, you know, that was the wrong thing. But I've never actually had a bomb, a Jaeger bomb.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all what not to order at a club. Not order the Four Horsemen. It's a mixture of four different whiskeys.
Oh.
Four different brown liquors. It's four different brown liquors. I'm not quite sure which four it was, but
yeah.
You know, I'm like, fuck it, a Four Horsemen. Simon, you already know what I'm thinking about. Wrestling.
Yeah.
Right. I said, yeah, I know why y'all named that the Four Horsemen. Because, goddamn it, as soon as you hit that bitch, you like, woo! You going to holler out because that motherfucker, woo, that motherfucker is no joke. And please do not, you order that for a lady, she's going to be like, oh, nah, motherfucker, you trying to do something to me. You trying to do something to me. For real. I hadn't either to that night. I had never heard of it until that night. I never heard of it. And it was called the Four Horsemen. And it was just like, bam. I'm like, wow.
That's crazy.
How many did you have?
Oh, shit. All I needed was that one. Shit.
That was it.
Yeah, I didn't. Shit, you couldn't pay me to order another one of those.
How did it make you feel? Like, you know what I mean? Afterwards, like, was
you know,
fucked up drunk? Was it a mellow buzz? Was it a horny drunk? What I mean? How did it make
now
you feel?
The thing about it is that I had been drinking already, so I'm really not sure if it was, you know, I'm not sure it was the Four Horsemen that took me over the edge, or you know, or it was that poke. But I'm telling you, that you got to have some strong lungs to take that motherfucker down. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now,
I'm going to try.
Hey, oh my God. It's, what, like I said, it's four different brown liquors. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I really can't remember. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean. Most bartenders, you know, most real bartenders pretty much know how it goes. So next time you get in that bar, man, ask them they know how to make you a Four Horseman.
Yeah, I'm going to try that motherfucker out. Yeah, just because these Four Horsemen drink it down, but like, woo!
I'm telling you, you going to say it. You're definitely going to say it. All right, so did anybody got any of them in-laws or so somebody cover the town that you like, I can't stand this time of the year?
Hell, my sister and her badass kids, they come. Lord have mercy.
They don't run through the Ted house up, do they, Marley?
Yeah, so you got to put things up, man, and they just something else.
Thing one and thing two. Yeah, I remember from the doctor.
Yeah. One is one, and the 1 year old better than the 4 year old. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I call you a son of a bitch in a second.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
A 1 year old.
A son of a bitch. Like you. I'm going to whoop your ass.
Wow.
Who teaching you this shit?
Shit, me and Rhonda's ratchet mama, you know, and her dude, you know. Whatever they do, you know, kids are going to latch on to it. And, you know, she don't think nothing of it.
Damn, that's crazy, though. What about you? What about you, dog? Got anybody coming down that you just wish stay the fuck home?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Which is him?
You said what?
I'm confused, man. You said, do I have anybody? Repeat the question, please. This dude.
You got anybody coming to town or coming over that you just wish, just be like, I wish this motherfucker don't even stay. I just wish this motherfucker stay home.
Nah, not really. Nah.
How in the hell did you get the Wick said him?
Because he listened to the show and he in my ear at the same time. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Everybody talking to me at one time. I'm trying to cipher bits and pieces. You know what I mean? It's one of those nights. It's one of those nights.
Yeah, it is. It really is really one of them nights. What about
the Russian bear hunts by night?
Yeah, I'm just playing. I just wanted to throw something stupid in there. Oh, my goodness. What about you, Jadeen? You got somebody coming?
Nope, which is great.
Well, that's fucked up, too. The older you get, the less you want to see people. You're like,
I mean, my daughter, my other kids are already here, but my daughter and her boyfriend will probably come back, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. You like another little Ricky and them coming over. Oh, Mom, why you like them? That's your family,
well,
boy.
I do. I got Blaine coming over, man. You know what this motherfucker told me today?
What?
Called me today, right? Now, you know I won the football pool, right? Well, won a toilet bowl. I won a toilet bowl. $50, right? And it's through her job. You know, the dude that runs, she works with. So he tells me I won the $50. I'm like, all right, cool. She calls me and tell me she owed me $50.
Mm.
I'm like, how do you owe me $50? Well, he paid me your $50, but I had to use it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, he gonna spend my money. Now, like Bernie Mac, I start to call dude to cuss his motherfucking ass out.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Trouble, right?
That's some bullshit.
Now, you know what, dog? In a lot of cases, I'll be looking at you like, all right, man, calm down. But at that one, you got a valid point. First of all, I mean, you done took your time out to make this damn fantasy football team. You know what I'm saying? You done put some time and effort into this.
And you
finally win, and you win, you'd be like, yes. And a motherfucker be like, yeah. You know, that's the type of shit make a motherfucker just be wanting to fight.
Mm-hmm. And you told me I won, so I already was expecting the money.
Exactly. That's my whole point.
Oh shit! That could—I mean, you know, $50 ain't gonna make you break you, but shit, it do come in handy.
Yeah, right.
That could have been right. You know what I'm saying? For a motherfucker, you didn't even give me the option to say yes or no. I might would have said, all right, man, just make sure you pay my money. But damn, at least give me the option to say yes or no. Don't just take my money.
He ain't say shit. And then gave the phone to my mama. Hold on, Mom, I want to talk to you. No. Put it back on the phone, Mom. That shit pissed me off, man. I was hot.
They
yeah,
was
you
her
had
off.
You had a legitimate gripe on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
who was yet?
Just don't throw the turkey. Just don't throw the turkey tomorrow. You know how she is. She's been like that since we was kids. So, but you do got a legitimate gripe, bro. This one, hook, line, and sinker. You're totally in the right. Even if you do,
yeah, she was wrong. She was wrong for that shit.
Even if you do throw the turkey, you still was in the right.
That's why I'm gonna take her shit back. I ain't get you nothing. I ain't get you shit.
Wait a minute, dog. Did she give you one of them nonchalant ones? Yeah, I owe you $50.
Yeah, said it real fast and then tried to put me on the phone. Hold on, Mom, I want to talk to you. I ain't even get a chance to respond yet. Mom, I want to talk to you. Hold on. I'm like, nah, put it back on the phone, Mom. That's some bullshit. How you going to spend my money?
Right.
Come on, man. And I was going to cuss him out because he should have never gave it to her.
And he and a rifle ass whoop. Well, I ain't gonna say ass whooping. Rifle, he has. Well, he deserves ass whooping, but you ain't gotta go that far. But yeah, shit, I would cuss him the fuck out. Nah, man, cause goddamn, you know, a motherfucker call me and tell me, hey man, I got $50 for you. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Cause I know, shit, my week been hell. So I mean. I'm looking forward to that $50 too, motherfucker. I gave it to your sister.
I mean, what the fuck? Man, that shit, man. I was mad at the motherfucker, man. I told my mom, you know, Mom, just call you back. I don't feel like talking about it. I'll just see you tomorrow. I was hot. And she was serious enough, so she spent it. She straight up spent my shit.
Amen. That's all.
Here's the question: Will she actually tell you back? Is she the type of person? That
Hell no.
Sorry, no.
Get your shit back.
Dude, you still owe me $50, man.
You owe me $50, bro.
You didn't have no business giving it to somebody else in first place, especially when you told me, you called me or however it happened. You done told me shit. So basically,
nigga,
you gave her
$50
because you still owe me.
Technically, you do.
I just said Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, motherfucker. That's some good shit, man. They ain't going to come over here and eat up our food and take my money.
Right. That's some bullshit. Selena, you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm back. What's up, I'm back?
Motherfuckers don't know when to say when.
I'm on the house guest. You got anybody coming for the holidays that you don't want to be there?
Selena?
No. If I don't want you there, you ain't going to be there. Family and that.
I mean, not even if he, what if Gretchen get invited? They're going to say no.
You say what?
What if Gretchen and Larry get invited? You still going to say no?
They can come. If they turn, they say, I don't see why they come.
You say what?
I said they turn. I said they wouldn't come if he ain't there.
Oh.
I don't care. I mean, she always invited me over, so yeah. They can come. I'm nice. I'm really nice this year. Been good.
Good.
Mm. Come on, man. I don't think I ever really like see people that I don't want to see. I mean,
stay away from us.
I mean, with the exception of probably a few people in my family, it's like, you know, I can get along with pretty much anybody. Until you just get to talking shit.
The only thing I don't like is, you know, most time it's over my house any Christmas. I don't like them all of a sudden get to calling at 6-7 o'clock. Like, hey, man, can you come through? Like, hey, shit. by 6-7 o'clock, I didn't have
it.
Yeah, it's damn near over with, man. I'm not trying to get turned up. You know, hey, I'm getting old. I'm 41 years old, man. I can be starting round 6 at 8 o'clock at night when y'all want to come through and get turned up some more. I'm like, hell, I'm tired, shit.
I got to do my Woodrow starting at 12 o'clock, shit. Right?
Yeah.
8 o'clock, I'm just time me get ready to go to bed, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, I got to play Woodrow, cousin Woodrow early. You said what?
It's not 8 o'clock night. That's late if you like going to the club.
Well, see, I got to go to work. I got to go to work the following day. So me talking about, all right, 8 o'clock, 9, it's time to turn up. No, it's time to lay my ass down.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Woodrow real early tomorrow. Huh? First thing I'm doing is crack it. I'm cracking one. So from 12, I can talk shit. Yeah. You ungrateful ass motherfucking kids. You sit here all day with all this shit in your goddamn, and you're going to break this shit next week. Selfish ass.
Hey,
you talking about that? Look at it. What Cass? It's drunk ass on the couch sleep. What time is it? 4:30? He missed all the games, everything. Just on the couch. we all had that one uncle that did that shit. Talk all that shit about 4:30. He on the couch. He on the couch sleep like a motherfucker.
Knocked out.
You trying to, everybody trying to watch the game. Willie, wake your ass up. Damn, fuck y'all.
He in the middle of the couch.
Right. Then you know you got his brothers coming in. His brothers over there pushing him. Willie, wake your dumb ass up. Can you motherfucking ass home you want to sleep? Hey, you kiss my ass, motherfucker. Fuck you.
Hey, you know what, man? Speaking of brothers, Sunday, man.
Can I pause for a
minute and say something?
What's up?
I got a situation over here at work, right? My coworker, she's of African descent, and her husband didn't pick her up. And, I mean, she's loking the fuck out. I had to come out here and sit in my car. She's beating her head on the fucking wall. She's crying, talking in that language. And I'm asking her what's wrong, but she's just talking to the wall. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Shit,
I mean, she's just loking. She better not wake these people up. I mean, she is beating her. She's beating her head on the wall and talking to the wall. She every time she calls, the phone just got a voicemail, and she just started talking again. And I'm like, "Are you okay?" And she just keeps, you know.
He done messed up that American pussy. Now it's over.
He missed African American.
Oh my God, she's going to have a fucking concussion.
I'm not going to say all of them because I don't know them all, but all the ones that I didn't better work with, them motherfuckers be tricking good.
They be what? Tricking good?
Hell yeah. Me one of them Africans from the airport. Shit. Let's see.
Where you work at, Zach?
When I worked at the airport, that's where they was at. They'd be like, "Oh, what do you say, that woman? You'll find big balachu was on." That mother American. Hey, we had a girl named Nicole. She'd be like, "Come here, let me play with your balls." That motherfucker be like, "What do you need? How much?" Right, and she would never, she never touch him. She'd just come up to him and talk real nasty to him. And one day we was like, "Damn, man, it was cold as fuck. It was cold as hell." And she was like, "She's like, y'all want some hot chocolate?" Like, yeah. She told him to go buy all of some hot chocolate. She's like, "Go buy that hot chocolate. When you come back, I'm gonna rub your balls for you real good." That hot chocolate. She's like, "Thank you." And he stood there for a second, like, the balls up,
no balls? You not
rubbing them balls? Why is she rubbing balls for hot cocoa?
That's just she never touched him. Never touched him. But just the thought of her doing that, that motherfucker would go crazy. And then the one guy,
he gonna catch her ass slipping.
That's what I told her. I said that was gonna catch one of them motherfuckers. Because you know we gotta have those little cards to swipe. We have swipe cards to go in and out of places. I said he gonna catch you in one of them motherfucking one of them little ports. Today
Zebra pounce on her ass.
Motherfucker.
Today is the day.
Yeah,
damn,
yeah.
Baby, rub my
ball.
He gonna drown, fucker. I wish I could record this, babe. She had a trip and shit. She acted like one of the damn clients.
Shit, he over there getting his balls rubbed. She know what he doing.
Well, she better calm down, shit. She knew, I don't know what the fuck to tell.
Where were you at, Eddie? I was at JD. I only had one drink. JD's, they rubbing balls for free too.
And he an hour and a half late. I beat his ass so he pull up.
He an hour and a half late too. He gonna come around that corner. If you hear him come around that playing anything with Lil Webby, Lil Jeezy, or Tupac, hey, he's gonna come around that.
I don't know when he pull up. I know I'm coming outside whenever he pull up. I want to see what she's going to do, all that damn head bun. She better head bun his ass.
Calm down, mama. Calm down, mama. I was going to get JD.
I'm literally looking at the window as she's walking through the house just looking out. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do.
Go out there and talk to her.
No, I didn't ask her what was wrong. I don't want none of that my way, so hey. She cool with it. As long as she don't pass out before I gotta go home.
You look like a bitch.
You just make sure
you tell the people tomorrow. Look, y'all need to watch the film last night, around 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Right, I'm ready to go grab her some meds out the med room. Shit, and calm her nerves.
Won't know, man. She won't know why the fuck he ain't done that. And he's sending her straight to voicemail.
That is crazy.
Hey, Stu, she called. You have reached the number of Abuka.
Yeah. Hey, you are not shit.
Abuka. Hey,
I've
man,
been trying to record on my little cheap ass phone.
Man, you know, come on. Y'all know we get mad when a motherfucker take it. You get to call the motherfucker three times, too, and all you bitch the voicemail. I don't want to hear this bitch no more. I want to hear her voice.
Mm-hmm. I was like, leave a voicemail. She not even leaving a voicemail.
Because first it was ringing. It rung the first two times. Now it's going straight to Abuka.
No, he let it be known. That mother's going. He just hitting the voicemail on him. Let it ring 2 times. Oh my God!
Right, that's what I say. He done fucked up now. So I must go. She's waiting.
She crying so bad. That's so sad. Oh my God!
I'm booking it up. He done called it. Don't call his fucking phone no more.
So I'm booger done got his Christmas present early.
Right, that's what I say. He like.
And payday was yesterday too. That's crazy.
Stop calling the phone. My new fiance Diamond said that she loves me. Yes, the twenties in my pants pocket. The twenties in my pants pocket.
Y'all make me go ahead and laugh at this woman. See, y'all finna make me laugh. I needed some damn advice.
I remember when somebody didn't come pick me up. Hell, they didn't see my ass till the next day. I just sit there and wait for them. I just call somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't you ask me for no rat. Mm-mm. I'm doing all that. Mm-mm. I'm going to let the message ask
me. B&A looking stupid. Where was you at? You can't ask me no questions.
Yeah.
Where was you at? You the one that come pick me up. Don't ask me nothing unless you giving me some information first.
Right. Well, he probably got a woman at their house.
You know, they look like they ain't got that.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I might
look on their face.
That's terrible.
Hey, he done brought her in. This is the new. She's not of African descent. No, her name is Diamond. She look at the ass. It's fat. The ass is fat. You go to work now. We'll be there to get you later.
Oh man, and she look like a little boy too. He probably do got something on that, huh?
Somebody called him and going to the strip club, but I used to try to call all
like
of my
Feely,
people.
He looked like Feely, soon as Mr. got a hold of his ass.
Hell yeah, it's a wrap.
It's been done. Yeah, as soon as he see Diamond or Amber Rose, whatever the hell you want, he done.
It's somebody. Diamond, Desire, shit.
Yeah. Say one thing. If it was me when I finished with him, we wouldn't have thought of a Diamond, Diane, Dina, and no damn body else. That's crazy. Not at that moment.
Look here. That motherfucker been seeing her with that damn little bitty afro and that damn, and yeah, she musty too. You know the vibe. See this motherfucker, this fat old ass. What y'all call that?
Looking like Scottie Pippen.
Right. Oh, man. Oh, no.
She got one of them, what y'all call them, 32-inch weaves in her head coming all the way down her ass. Oh, shit. And she twerking. Shit. Little Scotty going to be out there all night. Little Scotty sitting out there all night. It's
said
little
Scotty. You should have asked Scotty Pippen, man. Damn, I'm done.
Yeah, it's bad.
Man, that is fucked up. Little Scottie Pippen outside. Y'all ain't shit.
Little Feely Pippen. That's Feely Pippen.
Oh, man.
Y'all terrible.
If you worry, call non-emergency police. Tell them, you know, your coworker is flipping the fuck out and shit. Don't know what else to do.
Yeah, but I'm going to do that. If I do it, it'll be at 11:58 because I'm out at 12.
Anonymous.
You know how you got the window right now, there, right, just where your eyes can see.
You going to hell.
No, you going to hell because you the one sitting next time to do it. Girl, I didn't see you there. You got the motherfucking window just rolled out as when you see her eyeballs. As soon as she looked over, you roll them up real quick. A Booker finna pull up with them skinny jeans on and that little North Face vest. I'm tired of this. Where's your dashiki? How you gotta see that bitch out?
I can't stand it.
He gonna throw his hand out walking away. I can't. You can't what? I just can't. What the fuck are you talking about?
Shit, that nigga in love.
And don't be posting nothing on my Facebook page neither.
Not either.
Babuka, what is Facebook? Oh, you dumb bitch. You dumb bitch.
Don't start this number no more. Don't start this number no more. I'm in all love right. with the shit.
Right. I've been telling you 6 months, get weave in your hair. Nobody can do nothing with this nappy shit.
Oh, goodness.
You smell like pepper. I don't like no more.
Right. We're from African descent. You should know how to do these braids this hair. You don't do your braid hair. You do nothing. I can't believe that you dragged me into this.
Being quiet.
You know what? All right, y'all. We got to get up out of here. damn, Selena, you got any last words? It help that child.
Help.
Yeah, help her, please.
Help me. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, everybody.
That's what's up. Marley, you got any last words?
Hey, good show. Once again, Merry Christmas, New Year, Feliz Navidad, whatever y'all want to. Happy Kwanzaa for Abuka. Y'all take it over. Y'all take it easy.
What's up? Liquor store, any last words?
Yeah, this was a real good time. I enjoyed myself. Y'all tickle me. I enjoyed myself. And shit, next time we talk, hell, we'll be about to go into a new year. So, see you next time, everybody. Yeah.
You sure enough right. You sure enough right. Okay, okay. Janine, any last words?
Yes, happy holidays. And I will definitely be on here next week. Have lots of sex on y'all day off and enjoy.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Stop, you got your last words.
Man, it was a good show, man. Hey, my brother, get out on Sunday, dog.
So what, y'all, you say you driving to go get him?
No. We're not going to do that. It costs too much.
So y'all going to fly?
Hell no. You're going to catch the bus.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't do it, man. 10 years, man.
That's what's
good
up,
week
man.
For you, boys. Good week for me, man. I'm looking forward. Happy as hell.
That's what's up. That is what's up, man. I'll get down there as soon as I can, man.
I try to get him to call the show, man.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. All right. Thanks for everybody to call in, everybody listening via internet. Y'all know what we do next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. I hope everybody have a Merry Christmas. Hope you get what you want. Some motherfuckers, I wish you get a stocking full of coal. But nevertheless, all right. Peace, y'all.